Hello, KMA Land, and thank you as always for tuning in to the Double X Factor. You can hear Sandy Edie Hansen or me, Spencer Williams, each weekday. We try to explore personal growth topics and relay what we're learning back to you. This week's topic is about surrender. And another way we choose what to research and discuss is by situations happening in our own lives. And I've been up against some things I have no control over. So there's really nothing else to do but surrender. However, it's tough, and mainly because we don't even give surrendering the fair credit it's due. According to the Oxford Dictionary, surrender means to stop resisting to an enemy or opponent and submit to their authority. With an object, it gets even worse. Give up or hand over, typically on compulsion or demand. So how can we look at surrender as a key to joy or peace or happiness? Because it's not giving up on life, but giving up fighting with life. And when you're not fighting with it, you're working with life. At first, we deny this because we think there are so many things that just should be in our world. People should be nice to each other. Good things should happen to good people. But many of these shoulds are far beyond our control. However, there are a lot of shoulds we can control. We can control our own actions and reactions. This is how surrendering becomes our ultimate tool for empowerment and positive action. When we stop fighting with what is, we become much more able to focus on what we can control, ourselves. So of course, things are still going to happen in life that we don't like, that we wish we could change, that are painful. So how do we handle those troubling things while still remembering what is in and out of our control? First, remember, it's difficult. We will get caught up or stuck at times. We're imperfect, and total ongoing and permanent surrender just isn't realistic. So it's okay to vent a little when we feel negative emotions and experiences that don't meet our expectations. It can help us get the feelings out, to a point. But pay attention. Prolonged or frequent venting gives negative emotions more momentum. Next, always remind yourself that surrender is not giving up, not ever. Surrender is saying, I accept that this is a terrible situation and I may not have any control over the outcome or even the present in this situation, but what could I do right here and now to make it better? We don't ever have to say that what's happening is okay, but we accept that it's happening and move on to what we can do about it. Joshua Kaufman with tinybuddha.com encourages us to think of some of the most socially impactful figures in the last 100 years. Martin Luther King Jr., the Dalai Lama, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, Mother Teresa. Their optimism was infectious in winning people to the cause, and this optimism stemmed from accepting reality as it was and moving on immediately to the how do we change this phase. They began by surrendering. When you accept what life gives you, when you surrender, you avoid creating all of the negativity that goes with rejection. You don't disrupt peace, you promote it. And that's what I'll leave you with today. But don't forget, Sandy is here with more for you tomorrow. And we're always at kmaland.com or on social media at KMAXX Factor. Thanks so much for listening.